Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, modeling.
I think modeling is a form of art, and I think modeling requires a lot of acting skills. You could have gone through a very bad day, but once you're in front of the camera and they say, start, let's shoot, you have to bring your A game. You have to be completely different.
Well, a model is a person with a role, either to promote, display, or advertise commercials, or to serve as a visual aid for people who are creating works of craft or to pose for photography. But is this all about hanging out and looking beautiful, or there's more to it? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show again, Tatenda Gumbo. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you. How are you?
Very good, Tatenda. It's good to have you back.
It's been a while. I'm happy
yes,
to be back.
It's been a while. And we have our intern in the house, Henrietta. Welcome back, Henrietta.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. And of course, the always unusual guest, Karina. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
All right. And of course, the only guy in the room. It's ladies, and there's one man with me today. So for the second time, Dan Brown is back. All right. Our topic tonight, we'll be discussing modeling. Well, just to give you a brief history of this modeling business, this is an old profession. Back in 1391, the known Queen Isabella of Bavaria gives a life-size doll to a queen of Bohemia to show clothes on human form, and later on called model dolls. They became very popular gifts among aristocracy and are used as tools for designers. And 1852, Charles Worth asks a shop girl to demonstrate designs, and she also becomes his wife. Was a good move, isn't it? And then early 1900s, young girls in good form, they used to display clothing, but not regarded socially significant. So in 1924, the first modeling agency opened up. So can you imagine, since 1924, this profession has been there for a long time. I spoke to Collins Frisch from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and I wanted to know, what is his take on modeling?
To be honest, we're still not where we're supposed to be, in my personal opinion, because people still don't take it seriously. And they do not do that because of the way that the experiences of what's happened previously, where our models have ended up. We do have a few good examples, but we're still very conservative, and people do not believe that it's a proper thing to let your son do exactly.
Wow.
I still believe we need a lot of guidance before people get exposed to this and do it the right way.
Well, and I see you have a lot of, you have upcoming models from Tanzania like Miriam Odemba. I see this girl in New York, Flaviana Matata. She's all over right now in America doing her thing. But I think, just like you said, people need to be maybe more exposed to it so that parents can understand and allow their children to participate more.
Exactly like what you say, that we do have a few shining lights at the moment. But as I had noted before, they've gone through very difficult phases to be able to get to such extents where Flaviana and Miriam are at the moment.
Right.
Especially with Miriam, during that time whereby the exposure wasn't as big as it is now for Flaviana.
Right.
But still, we do need a lot of guidance. What they've done now, with the achievements that these girls have got, it does help to change perspective, the perspective of parents in terms of accepting that you can make a career out of it, and it could be a good thing. But right. as I said, locally we still need a lot still needs to be done to, right. to be able to take it to the proper level.
Okay, that's one. And also, I think, what about the media? Maybe the media, does it play a role in this, especially in the country, by exposing or giving people to know exactly what this profession is all about? Because in the first place, you got to know what it is, right?
Yes, Sande, you're very correct. The biggest challenge is to do with the media. And as I had pointed, we still need to get forward in terms of people understanding it. And the media plays a major role in terms of educating people, in terms of creating awareness.
Right.
What are the pros and what are the cons of such a thing? Exactly, yes.
And I think, Colin, yourself, being in your life before, you went through working as a flight attendant, you traveled different places. Have you really considered, or anybody told you could be a model yourself?
That's a funny one.
Thank you, Colin Frisch. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing modeling. Now, I want to invite you guys in the studio. Tell me, Karina, what do you think about modeling? Is this all about looking good, posing for a picture, or is more of a profession where people are doing, you know, more than that? What do you think about modeling yourself?
I think it's definitely, you know, looking good is part of it. But I think it's a platform where you can use it to do something better, do something good, represent yourself in a position, or put yourself in a position where you can actually be a sort of brand for a good cause. And I think any profession where you are in when you're in the light, it's good to use that platform to do something better for people. And you know, modeling is part of course you have to look good and. You have to present yourself well, but I think you should also use it for a good purpose.
Okay, for a good purpose.
Yes.
That's the thing people talk about. So, hey, let's see, for you, our intern in the house, Henrietta, do you think that people tell you can make a good model? Have you heard of that? Or have you seen, like, models have to be in a specific shape or form just to make it to be a model? And do you think this is either, we could say, a good thing, or it's challenging, especially to women, if they want to go and proceed in that profession?
Definitely, I think that modeling is something that creates, like, very bad body image. There are women who want to look like models that their bodies are pretty much unattainable in some ways. Some people go through unhealthy means. I think that it is a profession that does grant some respect, that, you know, these women are working really hard, walking, exercising, doing all kinds of things. But I do think that there is a line that is crossed with modeling sometimes, with the eating disorders and sometimes the publicity that they get.
Yeah, you're right. Publicity you get, that's a very big pressure on every woman who's doing modeling. But you also have men doing modeling, and maybe my colleague Dan Brown will talk about that, how they, you know, eat those proteins and how they want to look good and all that. But anyway, Tatenda Gumbo, you have been in this profession for a while, you're a journalist for a while, and
oh, I thought you
not
meant
modeling.
Oh, I was a little
like, okay.
I wasn't sure which profession you meant.
Okay, so tell me about every day when you look at models, when you see ladies doing this business, when you see men in this business. Of course, I think some ladies like to do that. Some don't. But what do you think about the whole modeling career?
I mean, modeling is obviously amazing. I remember I used to watch, like, America's Next Top Model and shows like that. But I think the main thing that I worry about in modeling is representation.
Okay.
So I think it always matters when young girls look and see women or men that look like them. So, for example, if you know you're a young woman who's a bit thicker, or you know you don't have that standard model body, it's always nice when you know you have examples out there, high fashion models who aren't the standard look of what a model is, quote unquote. So I think, I mean, it serves its purpose, but sometimes there's a lack of varied image when it comes to what people look like and what models look like.
Yeah, you're right about that. But we also have women and men doing this. And mm-hmm. that is why today we have a lot of ladies in the house. But of course, my colleague here, Dent Brown, is also here to tell me what does he believe or what he think about men doing the modeling business. We see all these heavy lifters, and we also see the other side who are not heavy lifters. Mm-hmm. These are just men looking good and wearing nice clothes. And, you know, they make good money. Some of them become actors too. So, hey, Dent Brown.
With me, I wouldn't model. Why not? Because, one, unless you're paying me a boatload of money to wear a peacoat chinchilla, I'm not wearing that, okay? First of all, that's me. I would not wear that. Even if you pay me maybe $30,000 to walk down that runway, that's the only way I would be on, like, be a modeling, you know, agency. That's the only way. Wow. Especially the clothes you wear. You can't tell me you're comfortable wearing a 9-inch heel and expecting to walk straight down this runway clean. And especially, I mean, that's for women. If you're wearing a 9-inch heel, you can't tell me it's comfortable. As soon as you put them on it, you're regretting it. And I know that's going to take time after time after time for you to like that. And for men, you're wearing some of the wackiest clothes. Like, I'm not going to lie. You can't tell me one guy looks good in this outfit. You're going to tell me someone's wearing a raincoat and tell me that's fashion. What? And you put, you know, you cut up a raincoat. And I saw that in a Vogue magazine. I was like, a cut up raincoat? Come on. And it's $95. I can go to a dollar store and put on Bob the Builder's raincoat for $1.
Can I add on to that?
Yes, you can, Karina. Why
so,
not?
In my opinion, for models, like, if you are modeling someone's clothes, it's their creative expression. So
right.
As far, I mean, it's like wearing their art.
Right.
So as models, I mean, I don't think it definitely matters. The body image of a model definitely matters. As in, you should represent all kinds of people, not just one. But as far as the clothes are concerned, the clothes can be anything. Because yeah. It's their art. It's the designer's art.
So you're telling me right now.
Yeah.
You're telling me you would wear something you're really not comfortable wearing just to get paid.
No, it's not about just to get paid. Because if I was to be a model, I don't think I mean, if I was to be in any profession, it shouldn't be about the money. It should be because that's what I want to do.
That's very true.
So if I'm a model, I would think that I'm okay with wearing someone's art. And that's what I should be open to if I'm going to be a runway model. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you do.
You're a canvas,
They
say.
But you should be a big canvas, short canvas, you know, all kinds of canvases is what should be presented in the runway. It's
any
not
kind
just...
of canvas.
Well, hold it right there. So many interesting views and so many differences. And for those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk. Tonight, we are discussing modeling. But here's the question. You can find young men and women who are looking forward to become models. You know why? Because they see future, because they see art, because they see expression, because they see so many things in modeling. One of the people I spoke to is Miss Universe Tanzania 2016, Jihan Dimak, and I wanted to know what is her take on the importance of modeling profession.
Actually, modeling and beauty pageants are two different things, but in a way, they both link up together. So I started modeling when I was 17, and my first show was Swahili Fashion Week. Modeling is not about beauty at all, you know. It's just about having a unique feature and your confidence, and it's all about selling the clothes for a designer. That's what modeling is all about. They could put anything on you, and you have to make sure that you pull it off and rock the outfit, and make sure people understand or get what this outfit is all about. Whereas in beauty pageants, it's more about yourself. It's more about your true self. You have to expose the inner you. I think that's what makes you unique. And that's the best part about a beauty pageant, is using that platform to stand up for what you believe, or using that platform to help others. So that, they're both different, but they link up because it's all about fashion, beauty, and style, I guess.
Very well said. And that is the reason you see most of these winners in beauty pageants, let's say Miss World, Miss Universe, mm-hmm. they end up either in movies or working for some modeling company, correct?
Exactly. I mean, they all link up together, but it's a bit different. It's quite hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always nice to find exactly where you belong and push that passion forward. So, yeah, this is why the different varieties that you find a model, you find a miss, you find an actress, a singer.
Now, with modeling, can you tell me that if you are a model of someone is a model, can we say also this person is an actor? Or is this a form of art at the same time?
Definitely. I think modeling is a form of art, and I think modeling requires a lot of acting skills. Because you could have gone through a very bad day, but once you're in front of the camera and they say, start, let's shoot, you have to bring your A game. You have to be completely different. Mm. And you see, with modeling is you have to follow the instructions. Let's say the designer and the photographer will say, this is what we want to get. So you have to use your own expressions and try to compromise to get what they want. See, that's more about modeling.
I can imagine.
And that's how it works.
Especially
but I think it's a form of art, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Definitely, it is a beautiful thing. You know what? Looking yourself in a cover of a big magazine, newspaper, or something, that's like, hey, it's big.
But you see, aside from being like in the cover of all these amazing or big magazines, it's a form of art, you know? Like, through modeling, you get to express so much in a picture, which is different, you see?
Right.
Other people could stand up in a place and start talking and talking over and over, trying to prove a point. But a model can just put all those expressions within her face or eyes, and if you see the picture, you completely... and you completely understand what she's trying to say. So I think that's the beauty of being a model.
Thank you, Jihan Dimak, Miss Universe Tanzania 2016. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing modeling. And back to the studio, Tatenda Gumbo.
Hi.
One thing I wanted to ask you is also, you find some specific things coming out of modeling. You find people making it to the movies just because of modeling, or just because they became Miss Universe or Miss whatever country, and once they went to this modeling business because of that. And as Karina mentioned, they make a living, number one, and number two, they aspire to be that model. And to them, this is art, and they want to do it. It's not like because they're wearing nobody's whatever. They don't care about wearing nobody's something. They wear, well, they say this is an art. So looking at that particular art, do you think men and women are having difficulty to get to modeling? Because I'm seeing people advertising, maybe this you've seen this or not, in malls, looking for children to come to become models. And do you see how much it takes for parents to scramble and do that? Some people are even using paying money to do that. Tell me about it.
I mean, I think the standard modeling industry itself has always been very glamorous. It's cutthroat. It's hard to penetrate, or it was hard to penetrate. But I think in this day and age, like anything else, like you spoke about models becoming movie stars, models becoming icons. You have someone like Naomi Campbell, you know, one of the first supermodels, quote unquote. And, you know, you've seen her in movies, you've seen her in music videos.
You also have Melania Trump, who's now becoming the first lady of the United States of America.
That is...
Don't forget that.
Yes, cannot forget the... the incoming first lady.
You have Salma Hayek.
Yes, you have all these women and men who've been able to do that. But I think in this day and age, where we are a social-driven society, I think we spoke about this earlier, the Instagram and the Facebook and all that kind of stuff is really pushing people's careers, quote-unquote. So you have women and men who build their brand off of social media, and are able to penetrate, you know, that industry that usually does not want them. But I think there's also like that lack of respect when it's like, oh, you're an Instagram model versus you being an actual, signed model, supermodel. You know, people don't give as much respect, but I think that goes, you know, any kind of way. If you're an actor who blew up off of Instagram, I think the seasoned vets will be like, who are you? You know, but it's opening up for some people a different alley to be able to get to that level.
Yeah, that's right. It opens up something for some people, and this is why you see some young people aspiring to do this. You have even some TLC shows on TV that parents and children are getting paid just because they are doing modeling.
Mm-hmm.
Henrietta, maybe this is, might not be your cup of tea, but do you think this is an avenue where young people are now getting employment, or they're getting their way out to express themselves through modeling? And TV shows are coming out of that too.
Yeah, I've seen some TV shows on like child pageants and things like that. And from what I know, I don't really like the idea of child pageants. I don't like the idea of children. In some ways, I see it as like exploitation of a child. Kids don't really know what they want. Kids don't really know. They want to play around. They want to have fun. And every day, you know, walking them back and forth, spray tanning them, doing all the stuff on their hair, putting makeup on them, I think it just sets a bad self-image for them. But I think as people get older, they are more stable in their decisions and what they want to do. And I know people my age that say, yeah, I want to be a model. That's what I want to do. And I know people who are a bit younger than me and say, yeah, that's what I want to do. And I think once you have determined that's something that you're capable of and you have the time and the energy to do, then yeah, you should make the decision.
Exactly. Mentioning the time and the energy, very well said. Somebody said when I spoke to Miss Universe 2016 said, you know what, Miss Universe Tanzania said, it's a lot of sacrifice. People don't know that. It is a lot of sacrifice. So Karina was nodding here, but before you say anything, Dan wanted to say something about this.
Yes, I think it's 100% wrong to put your kid into modeling business at like 5-6 years old. It doesn't make any sense. Put the kid outside. Let him go see the real world. Let him go see what a swing set is. You know, when you start spray tanning and making this person wear heels and all this other stuff, that kid doesn't have a life. That kid is living through his parents' life. So if you think about it really long and hard, that mom that didn't have a chance for a modeling career is basically forcing that upon her daughter or son. Let the kid have its own life.
All right, welcome back to the studio. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Savor the flavor of African music. I'm Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Tune in, feast your ears, and dig in to an hour of amazing Pan-African music, featured interviews, and music news. Music Time in Africa, Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Karina, I'm coming right back at you. Some parents would like to see their children going to modeling, and some parents want to see their children living their lives through modeling, as Dan Brown said. But this is probably the Western culture, and some African people do that too. But tell me about the Asian culture. Do you think parents are struggling with their children going to modeling, especially the girls?
I think parents are still struggling with their especially their daughters going into modeling. You know, in South Asia, in Bangladesh, the industry is not known to be a good place for women. Even though now it's a lot more progressive and women are going out there, and it is seen more as an art now than it has been before. But parents are still attached to the idea that for women to be in modeling or to be in entertainment, it comes off as a sort of looks bad in society for them. So that's definitely there, but I think a lot of women are breaking out of that. They're trying it. They have to keep it a secret, or they struggle with the families accepting it. But, you know, nowadays it's definitely become a form of art if you're working with the right people, because I think a lot of people do exploit women in these industries. So you have to be careful, and parents are definitely fearful of that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's as an adult, it's their decision, and they need to research, find the right places to be in, and parents can't control that. But it's still there. Parents worry, but I think women are getting themselves out there.
Parents do worry, but Tatenda Gumbo, what do you think about parents? As a parent, if you became a parent, would you have a problem with that? But I think this is what your daughter wants. If they want, are you going to have a problem?
I think it depends, to be honest, because the question becomes how do you know that your child really wants that? But I think, you know, if your child is saying to you, this is what I like, this is what I enjoy, I want to try it, and the reverse side as a parent or as a guardian is that, do you have the means to do the modeling thing with your children? Because, you know, some of this stuff is expensive and exposure is expensive. So if your kid is like, I want to try this, you know, you can sign them up at a local mall and have them, you know, model the clothing there, but does that take them to the next level? Probably not. You probably have to find an agency that wants them. You have to find an avenue that's really going to put them out there. So I'm not necessarily opposed to allowing my, if I have, you know, kids who would want to become models, I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I also think that it's just about setting a boundary and, you know, like we all said, trying to keep your child a child as long as they can be.
Okay, but as you know, companies out there are always looking for models, whether it's a baby, a toddler, a boy, a girl, teenager or not, because they have all kinds of out there ads with different people. And I remember one of my, I have a friend in California and he has a son. The son is about 6 years old, and he became a model because he was a cute-looking boy, and they liked him, and they wanted him to do that. And he started doing modeling for different companies. Now this boy is doing movies for different people. And he had to travel from, he had to move from Las Vegas to California because this is where everything is happening in California. And for him, it's like, you know what? My son is making money. I'm putting straight in his account, and this is going to be for his future college and everything else. So he's doing everything just to make sure his son is going to the right direction. So it's not all negative, Henrietta.
I know.
And now it's time for the unusual story of the week. No
telling where. Hello to all listeners wherever you are. This is your host, Loic Youth, bringing you some more odd news. We start off in Chicago, where back in October, the alderman of the city's 21st ward labeled squirrels as aggressive because they eat through the city's supplied garbage cans. Well, if he thought they were aggressive then, he was not ready for what was to follow. Earlier this month, during his bike ride, a squirrel jumped in front of the alderman's bike and got entangled in the spokes, causing him to flip over the handlebars and subsequently fracturing his skull. The alderman jokingly likened the squirrel to a suicide bomber seeking revenge. Who said only humans held grudges? We go to northern Japan now, where Domino's is testing out the possibility of reindeer delivering pizza to customers this winter. Severe cold temperatures are expected, however, the pizza franchise will not want to disappoint its customer base. While the idea is still in the testing stage, the reindeer will be equipped with GPS units, allowing them to be tracked even during heavy snowstorms. Gotta keep business booming even during frigid temperatures, don't ya? Finally, South Carolina State University can now boast of the oldest Division I football player after 55-year-old Joe Thomas Sr. rushed the football for 3 yards. Incidentally, Joe Sr. is the father of Green Bay Packers player Joe Thomas Jr., and his appearance helped his team to a 32-0 victory. This was something he'd been waiting on for 36 years. Wow. And Thomas said, never to give up on your dream. Now that right there is some advice we should all heed. And our senior inspiration wraps up this edition of Odd News. From me, Loic Youth, back to you, Sunday.
Thanks, and that's it for show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored modeling. A big thank you to our guests, Miss Universe Tanzania 2016, Jihan DeMarc, and Collins Frisch. And a big thank you to the guest in studio, my colleague, Karina Chowdhury. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you, Sunday, for having me here.
And thank you for coming, our intern, Henrietta. You've been great. And of course, the tender Gumbo, always, thank you.
I'm waving.
Oh, yes, you are. Like a model, right? And of course, my buddy there, my colleague, Dan Brown. Thank you for coming, man.
By the way, if you guys find a chinchilla peacoat, I don't mind wearing it.
Oh, you heard that?
It just depends on who's paying. Yeah. Who's going to pay me to wear it? That's all I got to say.
Maybe the tender will be paying.
No. Who knows? It's for art's sake.
See? I'm a canvas. Yeah, I'm a canvas.
Sake of art.
And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.